Well, it's a very sad day today. It's the last day of 2RS for 2011. And just to confuse everyone, the last breakfast show was hosted by Alec and Alex.
2RS starts now.
And very good morning. It is Alex and Alec here with you on 2RS 585.
Even more confusing was the fact that they were getting confused.
How confusing is it? Obviously, our names are quite similar, though. Alec, Alex. It gets confusing at times. It is Alec and Alex.
People like to hide microphones around the station to catch everyone off guard. The boys caught this hot mess of a conversation with Bree just to prove their point.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yo, Bree.
Is this Alex?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Huh?
No. Is this Alex?
My what?
Him or me?
No, I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
You're asking me or Alec?
Well, I answer to Alex too.
Well, why would you do that?
Well, it's just easier than correcting people.
Okay, this is getting really hard. Is this Alex?
This is Alex, sitting next to me.
No, is this... No. Alex. Is this Alex?
Hello.
Oh, that.
Yeah, is this Alex?
It's not mine. Is it yours?
It's not mine.
Oh, you know, I reckon it's the other Alex, Alex Mitchell's. Okay, forget it.
Damn it, Bree.
Forget it.
Yeah, thanks for nothing.
That's how confusing it gets around here. That piece of audio actually went for 6 hours. That's what happens to us all day.
After working out who was who, the boys delved into their childhood memories.
As a kid, I didn't really see the world the way I should have. Wasn't the brightest bulb in the chandelier, shall we say. Did you ever get mixed up as a kid when you thought one thing was one way, but it turned out that you're just a kid and you didn't understand things properly? I know if I went to take a photo of Dad's house, say, I probably would have handed in a picture of Liquorland. I know. I'm an only child myself as well. No brothers or sisters. And I always thought that the term was lonely child. I went, Mum, I never have any kids to play with. I'm a lonely child. And imagine a 3-year-old saying that. So, a lot of mix-ups. Do you ever have that?
I was always disappointed, I guess. You know the ads for the Rice Bubbles, how you got Snap, Crackle and Pop that burst out of the box when you open it up?
I love that.
I was gutted when they didn't.
How old were you when this happened?
Well, that's a couple of weeks back now. We want to know what you think as well. Were you confused by anything as a child? You grew up and you realised, oh, that's how that works. So we are taking your calls, 9805-6688. We've got Mel on the line. Mel, what confused you from a child to when you grew up?
Well, I hate to say it, nothing confused me as a child. I was very intelligent for a child.
Okay, so you weren't confused by anything at all. Well, I guess that's the other perspective here, that there is some people that might be able to do this quite well.
Were you some sort of child genius, Mel?
Absolutely. That's where I've got in life today now. I'm a child genius and my work employs me to be intelligent.
Are you over 11? Oh.
Do you have a collection of Nobel Peace Prizes up on your award shelf then?
No, I can't say that I do.
Oh, well, maybe one day, but thanks for your call.
Well, it's been a great 10 days for 2RS 2011. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye.